Thank you very much. Est-ce que tout le monde m'entend? Everybody is hearing me? It's okay with the micro?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, first of all, I would like to thanks very warmly all the organization for inviting me to present to you the situation of France toward surrogacy. You will excuse my English because my English is not very good, but I write a draft, so you can find everything in my draft on the website of the conference. I would like to recall to you the legal status of surrogacy in France, first of all, and after I will explain to you, I will try to explain to you its consequences. As you certainly know, the legal status of surrogacy in France is very simple. It's forbidden, totally forbidden. Surrogacy was developed in the 80s and was used at the beginning by the heterosexual couples. In 1989, the Cour de Cassation say stop in a very important decision. 5 years later, in 1994, the legislature decide to formalize the interdiction. So, in French law, in French law, for one part, the law has established the principle of the nullity of the surrogacy contract. So if you would like to contract a surrogacy arrangement in France, it's completely null. It's void. Voilà, void. Okay, thank you. So it's not an option. In the other hand, the French law has defined a criminal offense for two situations. First situation, it is the incitement to abandon a child, so it's a criminal offense. And second situation, it's concerned the intermediary offense between the intended parent and the surrogate. So, what is the consequences of this law? French couple go abroad and get child through surrogacy in different country. They come back to France and the difficulty start for them. And it's the point where I interview and I'm dealing with that. So I'm helping them to get a legal status for their children. In a very short way, what can we say? What can I say? 4 points. First point, in French law, and it's very, very important, the birth certificate, the BC, establish the parentage, that the family identity of the child. Even it's a foreign BC, it could be a foreign BC. On the legal point of view, for French law, we don't care of the genetic issue. It's very important because I know that in many countries the genetic issue is very important. But for the French law, if we are on the legal point of view, we don't care of that. We only look at who is mentioned on the BC. It's very important. So it's first point. Second point, normally, if there is no surrogacy, the French authority recognize the foreign BC. Very important. If there is a French child who born abroad, he will have a birth certificate, and this birth certificate will be recognized by the French authorities. But third point, and it's the point where there is a trouble, French administration choose to treat BC suspected of surrogacy different from the other without any legal basis. It's very important to understand this point. It's not a legal basis. It's a moral basis, if I can explain a little bit. So the consequences of that is lawyer must go through legal proceedings which are not necessary for other children born in foreign country. We requesting the cancellation of the refusal of the passport. We request an exequatur from a judge, or sometimes we are going before the European Human Court in order to regularize the civil status of these children born through surrogacy. It's easier for me to read when I am alone than when I am in front of you. Usually I never read, but I'm not so fluent, so I must read a little bit. So, first, parentage is established by the foreign birth certificate. As you know, when we have a heterosexual couple, usually every country put on the BC the intended parent. In United States, in Ukraine, in India, so we have a BC with the intended parent. And they can both be biologic parents or only one or none of them, but for French law, it doesn't matter. For gay couple, we have three situations. First situation, we will have the father and the surrogate on the BC. Usually you do it in the United States, but not everywhere. Second situation, we can have the father alone on the BC. In the past, it was possible in India, for example. It's possible also in the United States. And second and third situation, we can have the two fathers on the birth certificate. So, in all these cases, the French legal principle is that the foreign birth certificate establishes the parentage toward the person who are mentioned on the BC. So it's very important. The only duty is that this foreign BC must be apostillé, the legalized. L'apostille is very simple formality. And it must be translated because the French administration do not understand English as me, and or India or everything. Okay, so Wilma told me that I have only 5 minutes more. So I will cut my speech. I just want to say that I won't go on the detail of what is the battle of the family maison, because they are here, so they will explain to you how it was very difficult to fight to get the transcription of the birth certificate of their child. You know that, you heard of the decision from the European Court, l'arrêt Menson 2014, Labassé, Foulon-Bouvet in 2016, Laborie in 2017. So, what is the position of the Cour de Cassation in France? The Cour de Cassation has a very strange position, because the Cour de Cassation, since July 2017, decide that we can have the transcription is, it's a copy of the foreign BC on the French civil status register. So we can have the transcription only for the father, for the man who is on the BC, supposed to be the biologic father. So it's one hand what the Cour de Cassation said in one decision, took place the 5th of July of 2017. And it's in a second decision, the Cour de Cassation decide that the intended mother, and it means also the intended father also, must adopt his own child. But this solution is in fact, a really nonsense. It's because why it's a really nonsense? Because it's not based on a legal level. It's not built on a legal level. It's built on a moral level. It's very important that you understand that surrogacy make the judge completely foolish, really. When there is surrogacy, they get out the way of the law. And they found many way to put blocks in front of the child born through surrogacy. So I think I will end in a few minutes. Just I would like to say that beside the position of the Cour de Cassation, the judge from the law level, not the Cour de Cassation, but the Court of First Instance or Court of Appel, start to think that the solution shown by the Cour de Cassation is a nonsense. So there is two very recently decisions which shows that. The first decision I want to speak about that, it's a decision from the Court of Appeal of Paris. Two men were going to Ontario. They get a child in Ontario, and on the BC, they are both. The two fathers are on the BC. They ask to the French citizenship. The administration refused, and so we go in front of the judge, and the Court of Appeal, in a decision of May 2019, decide that the birth certificate from Ontario with both fathers is available to establish the parentage without any transcription. So the Court of Appeal decide that the child is French, because under the French law, you are French if you're one of your parents, only one is French. So there is two French parents, so the child is French, because the birth certificate show who is your parents. So it's very important that, because it means that the judge start to think differently. And I would like to almost finish with another case. It's a case from the Court of Appeal of Rennes, which the only court who deal with transcription. It is the story of a mother. She was going in Armenia, and she's alone. She's without men. She get a child through surrogacy in Armenia. I help her to come back. It was very difficult, but so she comes back. And after, she asks for transcription. The prosecutor of Nantes refused. We go in front of the court, and the Court of Appeal of Rennes, in a very recent decision in May 2019, I write it, you can find it in my speech, in my draft. So decide to transcript the birth certificate with only one mother, even she is the intended parent, because there is no biological link. So she's on the birth certificate. The court decide to do it. And it's because the court was annoyed because there is no father in this situation. So the court decide to not see that she knows it's a surrogacy. It's incredible. If you understand. So the court accept to the transcription because she decide to put something on her eyes and say, no, okay, I don't know if it's a it's a surrogacy, so okay, I can do. So it shows us that when the judge knows that it's a surrogacy, they put many obstacles in front of the people. But when they don't know, or when they act as they don't know, they accept the birth certificate. I finish with only one point. It's only an advice for your clients. What is the best way to do now for French people? I think that the best way to do for French people is to have a decision, a judgment from I would say that this is the exequatur of the foreign judgment when there is one. Parentage, judgment of adoption, pre-birth order, parentage order. Because in France, we can get the exequatur of this decision, of this foreign decision. And with this foreign decision, we can get for our clients the French birth certificate. Even it's not necessary to have a French birth certificate. Thank you for your attention.